The extra time has started in the Sligo Connacht Gold Intermediate Football Semi-Final. So we're going back to Markovich Park for a commentary team, Liam Maloney and Paul McNamara.
Turns back to Joe McHugh. McHugh, right footed, floats it over.
Great score.
It's Joe McHugh who has scored. So Joe McHugh gets the first score of extra time and his third point for Eastgate.
He's really come into this game as the game has wore on, Liam, hasn't he?
He has indeed. He's done really well for the team in blue. And it's St. Fernan's who are now behind by a point.
We can see here as well, Eastgear pushing. Sorry, Liam, coming across. Eastgear pushing up on St. Fernan's kicker, forcing them along. And it gives them a chance to look to win the scrappy ball like that.
And Ruan McGowan done well. Finding McGrath to Eugene Mullen to Joe McHugh inside to Daniel Ralston. Well, did he touch it on the ground? He may have done.
He was unlucky there now.
He brings to mind the old school full forward, Daniel Ralston, and it's been the player wearing 14 for Farnans, Patrick O'Connor, who's been immense, but he finds himself with his new friend on the pitch, and I'm sure they're Facebook friends now, Ian Barrett and Patrick O'Connor. Barrett there doesn't win this race. The ball breaks away from the two of them, but even Stephen Mulligan and Norm Maguire tries to halt the movement of O'Connor, but he finds Kevin McGee. Back to Stephen Mulligan. That's a wonderful effort.
Just wide.
And it's gone wide. And a chance missed for St. Fernan's. And again, Patrick O'Connor, every time he gets near it, or even if he doesn't get near it, it seems as if things happen.
Yeah, definitely. That was Stephen Mulligan off his left foot as well. He was in good form out going into that shot. He would have expected to put it over.
And it's one there in the midfield for Eastgate eventually.
Won by Noel Maguire, should I say.
Well, it's Rory McHugh who's come into this game. McHugh lost it in. That's a lovely, lovely pass to Jonathan Conway. Conway shoots and well, the finish didn't match the pass.
That's a big chance missed now from Eastgate.
And if there were points for passes, it would be a point for, or half a point for the pass. There would be half a point for that brilliant pass from Rory McHugh, finding Jonathan Conway in space, but Conway kicked it wide. A chance miss for Eastgate. Eastgate are still ahead though by a point, 111-13. We're in the third minute of time added on. Finian Crawley wins that break in the midfield for St. Fernan's. A nice crafty kind of pass into Patrick O'Connor, does really well.
Great ball from Finian there.
St. Fernan's game now is almost, Paul, it's almost boiling down to Finian Crawley and Patrick O'Connor, and those two players are almost bringing their team into a county final.
Definitely, I suppose, with Kieran O'Connor gone off now as well, between Stephen Mulligan and Patrick O'Connor inside there, and Finian Crawley, Eamon Kilgallen and Kevin McGee sort of providing the ball in. They're always there with the chance, but I suppose when you have a player of the calibre of Paddy O'Connor and Finian Crawley, to be fair, in your squad, you're never fully out of it. So, and that's a good score there.
Finian Crawley, brilliant score from him. So it's now level again, 14 St. Fernan's, 111 for Eastgate. Finian Crawley popping that. We'll just see the replay. Look, it's cool as you like, right footed, lovely finish, wind assisted. And it's well breaking in the middle. And again, Eastgate just aren't copping on to that. That don't put the ball near Finian Crawley.
It's going for a big one here.
And Finian Crawley, well, ambitious there by Finian. But he's been winning a lot of ball around the middle. And maybe Eastgate need to copy to St. Fernan's tactic of playing a short kick out.
Yeah, I suppose even if they can isolate Eugene Mullen one-on-one, he's always in with the chance of winning the ball clean.
And now Eastgate have tried this one. Now it's worked for them. That Shane Kilgannon finds Rory McHugh.
Rory McHugh has been tagged every time he touches the ball. Off the ball, he's always the same farm as man within 5 yards.
And, that's Matty Lang. Matty Lang is definitely, I think, slightly won that battle with Daniel Ralston, even though Daniel Ralston has got the game's only goal. It's 111 to Eastgate, 14 points for St. Fernan's. It's level in the first period of extra time. Halfway through this first period of extra time, that's good play from Kevin McGee for St. Fernan's. Powerful running from McGee.
Rare wins the free.
So Kevin McGee wins the free opportunity, and it will be, I would expect, a free for either Patrick O'Connor.
Paddy just seems to be struggling with cramp a little bit there. He's left the free, taking duty to Finian Cawley, who's more than able as well.
So 11, 111 Eastkey, and 14 points in fairness, but is that going to be point number 15?
He's just and up to it, it seems.
Well, he's put it wide. That was a big, I suppose, it is awkward on the right-hand side for a right-footed kicker, and the breeze with him, but it just didn't go over. Narrow wide for St. Farnan's.
Yeah,
6 minutes in the first period of extra time. So, will that be costly?
That's an area of the pitch that just seems really difficult. We've seen Mikey Gordon hit the post in the first half as well. There's a great kick out from Eastkey there, won by Kevin Duffy.
Kevin Duffy does well. Kevin Duffy, busy afternoon from Duffy. He falls to the ground, picks it up again. It's broken away from him. St. Farnan's have it back. Good play from Martin Mulligan, wearing 20. Not 10 as per the programme. Fire down their own Rua McGowan up against Stephen Mulligan.
Great,
the ball
break
breaks
there
to Eastkey. And that's one of the players they brought in. That's Kieran Montague, who's come in for Eastkey as well in this game. As Eastkey have possession. Mikey Gordon now back to Rory McHugh, their playmaker.
Eamon Kilgallen has actually moved back into fullback there now, it seems. Marking number 20 for Eastkey, Fionn Moylan.
So, is Eastkey now on the attack? The shot coming in. The shot going over the bar.
Jeez,
that's a very
score.
Good score. That's a brilliant score by Jonathan Conway, 22. That's 112, 15 to 14. And look at this on the replay.
That's fantastic.
Oh,
score.
That's nice. That's over. And that's Eastkey. That's the player that earlier in this game had that chance from the Rory McHugh pass, and he's made up for that miss with a better shot
here for St. Farnan's. Paddy O'Connor seems to be going off.
So Patrick O'Connor is no longer on the pitch. St. Farnan's have, I think, brought back on Kieran O'Connor.
Looks like he's going to stand in the square anyway.
So they've Patrick O'Connor has gone off as Eastkey. Well, they don't succeed in winning it there. It's St. Farnan's on the attack with Ronan Malloy, 18. That's a score from their number 18, Ronan Malloy. And that's gone over the bars, level again.
I wonder how big of a blow now Paddy O'Connor will prove for this game, Liam.
Well, look at the replay of that, Paul. And, who needs Patrick when you have a finish
You're
like
right
that?
There.
But they do need him on the pitch, and we'll see how much of a loss it will be to them. It's level though. Farnan's 15, Eastkey 112. Eastkey now looking to find Andrew Kilcullen.
Nolan Maguire.
Touches it to Nolan Maguire. And as Eastkey on the attack, Andrew Kilcullen remarkably hasn't scored in this game. But Mikey Gordon is dragged to the ground. It's going to be a free for Eastkey. Andrew Kilcullen leaves it down for Joe McHugh. It's 1-12 for Eastkey. That's 15. 15 points for their neighbours, St. Farnan's. We're in the 9th minute of the first period of extra time. So with a minute to go of this period of extra time, 10 more minutes then. St. Farnan's now without Patrick O'Connor, who's gone off, we imagine, with injury. Joe McHugh floats this one, floats it in.
Or drop.
It's going to drop in around the house. Daniel Ralton back to Brendan McGrath. If this goes over,
just wide.
And it hasn't. It's another missed chance for Eastkey.
That was a big kick for John McHugh now. This is quite difficult against the wind from that far out.
Well, we're talking about the freeze being missed. I wouldn't like to see either myself or yourself take those similar
freeze. Speak for yourself, Liam.
Okay, well, I think I put one over, Paul.
Might need it for penalties yet.
And that ball is broken away in the middle. Jonathan Conway to Andrew Kilcullen. Eastkey going through. Can Andrew Kilcullen get his first score of the afternoon? Kilcullen going through. Kilcullen shooting.
Oh,
it's deflected over the bar.
Over.
Deflected over. He had goal on his mind. We're in the last minute of the first period of extra time. ECF have snuck ahead again. It's now 1:13 to 15. Goal chance here, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. We can see it here. Dummy hand pass there.
He cut inside and there was two deflections. Yeah. I think Matthew Lang got a touch.
And that's half time
and extra time. The first period of extra time has now elapsed. It's still so finely balanced between these two teams. 1:13 to 15. Patrick O'Connor not on the pitch. Could he still come back in? I mean, if you're carrying a knock and you're taking off, I suppose you're obviously not effective.
Definitely, Liam. I suppose we can just see him there beyond the St. Fernan's huddle, just getting a bit of treatment on. It seems to be a calf issue or an ankle issue on his lower leg, but I suppose that's a massive half of football, well, 10 minutes of football, I suppose, from Easky against the wind. They're going in now a point up, and this is a fantastic opportunity for them to push on there, especially, as we said, with Fernan's missing those two lads. There seems to be a lot of St. Fernan's lads down with cramp there.
And we did mention that it was Finian Cawley and Patrick O'Connor especially that had driven on St. Fernan's, and now one of those players isn't in the equation anymore.
Yeah, well, I suppose now you just have to look for the likes of Stephen Mulligan and even Kevin McGee as well, driving off midfield to sort of take that burden off Paddy and give the Fernan's lads a great chance of pushing on as well.
And what have Easky done that they're in this position now, whereas it seems like a long time ago, but much earlier in the game, in normal time, we were talking about St. Fernan's being so close to making it to the final.
The big one for me, Liam, is that they've pushed up in the St. Fernan's kick-out. They were giving St. Fernan's a handy enough kick-out away there, just giving them away possession, should I say. And you see, once they've forced them long, and once they push up and mark their men and force the St. Fernan's long, they're actually having great dividends from the battle around midfield. So that's something that they've definitely worked on or changed, I suppose, as this game has wore on.
Well, the players are coming back out for the second period of additional of extra time in this live stream on Sligo GA TV, thanks to Brennan Agri, Bun and Adden, and of course with our Ocean FM listeners on the simulcast. The coverage there is thanks to the Castle Inn in Easky, and it's the extra time second half, a point between them. Easky 1:13, St. Fernan's 15. No Patrick O'Connor on the St. Fernan's team, and Easky still just a point. That was Andrew Cullen's first point, yeah. Actually, we were just going to say he hadn't scored in this game, but that point in the first half of extra time was his first score of the game, as the ball is thrown in around the middle
and Fernan's have won it.
St. Fernan's have the ball, have possession, and they're on the attack there with Dara Gillen, the number 17, and with Gavin Connolly in the middle.
Great hand in there again from Andy Kilcullen.
So Andrew Kilcullen has worked hard in the
He's
middle.
He's been fantastic in midfield.
We're not seeing him in his he's out of his attacking zone, but he's taken on a different role and done well so far for Easky, who lead by a point here, 1:13 to 15, in this Connacht Gold Intermediate Championship semi-final. We're gone to extra time. We're in the second period of extra time, and it's St. Fernan's on the attack. St. Fernan's with possession and a chance.
It's skied
up there, but Stephen Mulligan keeps it in play for St. Fernan's. A chance for them. They still have it. Shane Malloy back to Finian Cawley. He snatched at it. Finian Cawley snatched at that one. It's gone wide. So another chance missed for St. Fernan's. A point between them.
Easky still a point up. Yeah, 1:13 to 15 points. A lot of lads struggling around now off the ball with cramp, isn't there?
Well, I'm feeling a bit tired myself, Paul. It's been a tough game. Sound effects and everything. But no, it's Mikey Gordon dropping to the ground. Gets it back to Jonathan Conway. Easky slowly but surely work it out of the trap set for them by St. Fernan's. Here's Andrew Kilcullen, a point to his name, a lot of hard work as well.
Oh, he has been non-stop
and
running.
He's attacking St. Fernan's now, trying to get the ball back. He's falling to the ground, takes a challenge to
free
the face
in.
It's going to be a free in. Matthew Lang came in there.
It's funny, we just spoke about their lads struggling with cramp, and Andy Kilcullen looks as if he's as fresh as ever.
Here we see he just plays the ball back, he gets to the ground, and then the challenge. Ooh,
caught him with the. Yeah, it's hard to know. I suppose it was probably unintentional, I suppose, Liam.
Well, it's a chance for Eastgate, and in a game that's boiled down to, I would say inches, millimetres, it's boiled down to the small moments, the small things. Brendan McGrath, he could be the hero yet for Eastgate. He's brought them into this extra time. McGrath to Kilcullen. He's back on his feet. Back out to Daniel Ralston. Eastgate, well, is it a dangerous game, slowing things down?
There's probably too much time left, I'd imagine, Liam, to be honest. This is grand if you have a minute or two, but there's probably 6 or 7 minutes to go.
And it's Kieran Montague in that move, and Joe McHugh back to Kevin Duffy. Eastgate now slowing down the play. This is what you do if you're 6 points up, maybe. Not if you're just a point up and against your fierce rival, your neighbours.
They'll really need to crown this off.
Oh, Mikey Gordon twisted and turned and got away. They need a score out of this. Kieran Montague back to Owen Rue McGowan to Mikey Gordon. Joe McHugh.
Just overcooked
it. Breaks as Inverness have it back. Well, St. Farnan's tidy that one up, but do they? No, they don't. Well, they get a free. They do. So for all the possession, and Paul pointed it out, Eastgate needed to finish that possession with a score. They didn't. We're in the 4th minute of the second half of extra time. 6 minutes left.
Ball out
then
there.
It's penalties if it's level. And another moment going Eastie's way. But St. Farnan's are still in proceedings here.
Absolutely, yeah. That was probably, as I said, there's probably too much time left for Eastie to be messing around with the ball around for St. Farnan's 45.
Well, and messing there by not playing it properly, but they do get it back with Fionn Moylan inside now to Joe McHugh. Strong play from McHugh. And has he a chance for a score? And he gets it back from Jonathan Conway. Joe McHugh just didn't put enough of oomph into that kick.
That's a killer, that now.
And St. Farnan's have it back. So St. Farnan's are still very much in this game, chasing the equalising score. We may have penalties yet. 5 minutes of time to go in extra time. Second half of extra time. It's been a humdinger here. The West battle here in... And it's broken down. Well, Stephen Mulligan came off his head to Finian Cawley. Ball inside. There's a chance for his... McGowan won't get to that one. And it's fired in. And it's fired in. Into the net. It's lobbed into the net. It's lobbed into the net. It's lobbed into the net for St. Farnan's. It's St. Farnan's 1-15. Eastgate 1-13. Watch it here on the replay. The ball to Finian Cawley. I think it was Ronan Malloy, number 18. He just got a boot to it. It's gone over, and we see another change. Thomas Cawley is in for St. Farnan's as well, I think. But that was some finish. 1-15, 1-13. Did he mean it? I don't know.
He'll claim it anyway.
It's 6 minutes. So Eastie with possession. Losing it.
St. Farnan's have dropped everyone now behind their own 65-yard line. So they have. Just playing around with it here in front of us now, in front of the St. Farnan's sort of defensive wall.
And I think that was number 19. Could be Éireann Connor with that goal. As Jonathan Conway fires that one
great
over score. The bar.
Great response from Eastie.
So I do think it was 19 Errol Connor got that goal, and it was that point there from Jonathan Conway. So that's brought Eastgate back into it. It's just a point between them again. 1-15, 1-14. Just got a look back at that score, Jonathan Conway. And looks like Eastgate have made another change as well. Player coming in. And it's Daniel Rawson who's made his way off. And we'll just let
Looks
you know,
like it.
Just let you know who the fresh player is in.
A lot of lads just sort of almost collapsing around his limb. Hope they're all right.
Well, it's been tough.
It has been tough now, to be fair, yeah. That's probably a heavy old pitch as well.
The players have definitely given their all. They've given their all in this contest. It's been a superb, superb game. 7 minutes of the second half of the extra time. We're in the 8th minute now. 2 minutes of 3 minutes of normal time.
John Griffin's got
whatever time.
John Griffin's got to talk to his umpires.
Who've got but 3 minutes left here in this game. The referee now is talking to his umpires. A
I didn't
point
see
between them.
Off the ball, Liam. There, did you?
Well, we've been watching the play, but we haven't had the officials' peepers on proceedings. And the play is going to continue. The ball on that far side,
Kevin
won
Duffy
by Eastkey. A point between them. St. Fernan's 115, Eastkey 114. A point between them. Second period of extra time. 2 minutes of left on the clock. St. Fernan's ahead by a point. They don't have Patrick O'Connor on the pitch now, of course. And they're
again,
the attack
set
there.
Up in front of us here. Oh, bring it into contact.
And that's Hayden Gilroy who has come on for Eastkey there. Number five. It's St. Fernan's win it back. So Eastkey turn it over. St. Fernan's have it.
Yeah, there was more space out in front of us here. Mikey Gordon was screaming for that ball. He really should have avoided contact.
So St. Fernan's now, if they're clever and if they're patient, they can hold on to this 1 point lead and make it through to the final. It's Thomas Cawley wearing 24, not 23, according to the programme, but I'm sure St. Fernan's, if they get through to the final, will sort out all their changes and jersey numbers.
Big hit there from Eugene Mullen.
And Eastkey give away a free. We're now in the last minute of the second half of extra time. St. Fernan's leading by a point, 115. St. Fernan's 114. Eastkey. If it ends level, it's penalties.
It's a big kick now from Eamon Kilgallen to put two in it.
So Eamon Kilgallen with this kick can put St. Fernan's into the,
it's probably the winner of the game.
Decider.
Here.
This is it.
Liam,
this could
imagine.
Be it. He's just inside the 45 metre line.
I fancy it.
And Eamon Kilgallen with the kick. The kick of destiny. Eamon Kilgallen. And has it dropped? Has it dropped? Has it dropped in around? Well, it's dropped inside. It's dropped out. Eastkey have a chance here now in the last minute of extra time. Can Eastkey counter? Can they get the equaliser?
Need to get some men up the pitch. There's actually no Eastkey man inside the St. Fernan's 45. They need to get some lads up.
Well, unless Eastkey plan on scoring from inside their own half, they're going to have to get players in blue up there. Andrew Kilcullen takes on one challenge, gets away from that, gets away from the second challenge, finds Kevin Duffy. Kevin Duffy back to Andrew Kilcullen. There can't be much time left. We're into the last seconds of time. Whatever's to be added on here, Rory McHugh to Owen Rua McGowan. Eastkey have to equalise to bring this to penalties, or
John
else
Griffin
they're out.
Looking at his watch.
John Griffin, Eastkey slowing it up. They cannot just get forward. And Eugene Mullen does well. Back to Jonathan Conway. And Eastkey are going to have to throw some sort of shape, attacking shape.
There's a lot of space around the other side of the
and
pitch.
And now Noel McGuire to Eugene Mullen. Mullen now fires it inside. Who's it going to reach? It's going to reach a Farnan's player. Farnan's have it. Farnan's have
that
it.
Was probably
and
the
that's
wrong
it. It's going to be a free out for St. Farnan's. We're into additional time. We're into the 11th minutes. We're a minute into additional time at the end of the second half of extra time here at Markridge Park. 115 to 114. It's been a phenomenal
you'll have
occasion.
To kick it here.
Now, St. Farnan's, have they got have they got the bottle? And they have it. St. Fernan's have won it. That's been brilliant from St. Fernan's. They've won by a point. 115 to 114. And Paul, there's going to be a lot more exciting games on Sligo GAA TV this weekend. But whatever comes up after this game,
It'll hurt the hurt massively.
100%. That's a fantastic win. We're here in front of the St. Fire. We're here behind the St. Fire's crowd in front of us. They're absolutely thrilled with that. I suppose they probably feel like they'd kind of thrown it away there in normal time, Liam. They were 3 points up with only about 2 or 3 minutes to go, and they came back for the draw. So they'll feel it's probably the better team one of the day. Would you agree?
I think St. Fernan's the better team, have won it, but narrowly so. But they don't mind if you win by a point or five in the semi final. It's the same. They're true. So it's St. Fernan's through to the county final, and they'll be playing either Bunanadan or St. Malachigale. So thanks again to Paul McNamara.